Oh, beloved, I pray that you're having a good day.
Yes.
Pastor Nikki and I are so happy that you've joined us today for the good news.
Yes.
Right here out of Salt Springs, Florida, we've been getting ready to make our move up to West Virginia in a couple weeks, and we sort of have mixed emotions about it. But, you know, it's always good to know that you're following Jesus.
That's right.
You know that song, The Footsteps of Jesus.
Amen.
I will follow the footsteps of Jesus. Today we just want to encourage you to just stop and smell the roses and to just for a little while spend some time with us. Pastor Nikki, what you got?
Smell the rose.
Ah, yes. Yes, why don't you put that on me somewhere? We just got a shipment of these beautiful flowers to give out on Mother's Day, Sunday. And, of course, they don't have any smell because they're not real, but they're pretty. But, you know, sometimes if we're not careful, Pastor Nikki, we can be like this flower. We can look pretty, but we don't have the sweet odor about us.
Amen.
And so, you know, I've been praying lately more than ever. Lord, let my light shine that others,
yes.
Instead of me just having to tote a Bible around and tell everybody I'm a preacher and all that, just to be around them for them to feel the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
And so today we're going to just worship the Lord. I know that Pastor Nikki's got a great message today. And let's open up with prayer. And let's just have a great time together. Now listen, I'm saying this because I love you. Just take a little time out.
Yes.
Take a little time out for the Lord.
Yes.
And stop and smell the roses.
Amen.
That, you know, the old song says, gathering flowers for the master's bouquet. Beautiful flowers that will never decay. Gathered by angels. Amen. And carried away forever to bloom in the master's bouquet. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we just come to you now in the precious name of your son, Jesus, our Savior, our Messiah, thanking you for one more opportunity to spread the good news. Lord, we thank you for the years that you have put it in our hearts, that whatever we're doing to stop on Tuesday and Thursday and to bring the good news and to give our testimony of the times that you've brought us through. You brought us out, Lord. You delivered us.
Amen.
When the enemy thought he had us under his thumb and was squeezing us down, Holy Ghost power set us free.
Amen.
And so, Father, I pray for those today that will listen not only to our live streaming, but later on down the road. I got a message from someone over the internet 10 years ago that they said how the song that we sang at Indian Metis Fellowship Church, what a blessing it was to them. And so, Lord, we know that not only now will we bring the good news, but on down the road, someone will click on this service. And I pray they'll be blessed by Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
Lord, let us cast every care aside.
Amen.
Casting our cares upon you because you care for us.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins.
Yes.
Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us where we fail to be doing your will. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We adore you.
Yes.
We need you. We want you. We ask you to fill us to overflowing, that we might not only be blessed, but we can be a blessing to others.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice.
Amen.
Of going to that cross, of coming down from your heavenly throne, Lord, and being a man to be that perfect sacrifice.
Yes.
Oh, and I thank you, Lord, that it didn't stop at the cross, but they put you in the grave and you come out of that grave and defeated death. Thank you for eternal life, for the Lamb's Book of Life, that our name will be written in it when we're born again of the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we love you. We worship you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And let everybody say,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're looking forward to our little church up in West Virginia and our family up there. And so we'll just sing this song to praise God for what He did 16 years ago. He built that church.
Yes.
Right there.
And He filled it.
And He filled it. Yes, He did. Praise God with His presence.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Here we go.
Church in the veil. Thank you, Lord. Bring it up, my love. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. My childhood has the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. God is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. I'd just like to say to my family up in West Virginia that we're looking forward to meeting in that little church that was built at Indian Meadows.
Amen.
16 years ago.
Yes.
We're looking so forward to it.
Amen.
While Pastor Nikki gets the message ready, I just want to thank the Lord for 16 years that we've been able to travel from Florida to West Virginia during the summer. 15 years, and this is our 16th year. And in the meantime, we were pastoring a church in Jacksonville, and the Lord has given us the ability to turn that over to someone else now. It's just been a miracle operating two churches. And besides that, the evacuation of nursing home people with the hurricanes we've had in the last 16 years, making that trip back and forth, and it's just been wonderful. And thank God, last year and this year, actually year before last, we've been able to focus entirely on the nursing homes here in Florida. And when we get to West Virginia, we can focus entirely on the nursing homes up there and our little church at Indian Metis Fellowship. Amen. Pastor Nikki, would you come and would you bring us the word?
We'll have to call it the Little Yellow Church on the Mountain. Come to the church. You know, the minute I got saved, actually, as I was searching for the Lord, I started back to church. And what a wonderful place to be when you're searching for something in your life that's missing, and you discover that it's Jesus, the Word of Life. I remember one time going to a little Presbyterian church in Safety Harbor with my mother-in-law, who was a wonderful Christian. And she was trying to help me in my journey to find the Lord. And as we sat in the pews, we all bowed in prayer. And a person on the front row on the other side of the church spoke out a word from God. And he said, "Someone in this church does not feel worthy." I don't remember what else he had to say, but those words went deep into my heart. And today, after 44 years of being a born-again Christian, I know that the Word of God pierced my heart to let me know what was wrong, that I felt unworthy, but He had the answer. Jesus would be my worthiness, my righteousness. And soon after that night, I discovered Jesus as my Savior and Lord, the Word of Life. You know, the book of John says in chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And that Word is Jesus. And I was thinking, I was asking the Lord about the message for today, and He said, "Encourage my people to read my word, to meditate on it." Now, not only the written word, which is the word of God, but the living word, which is the Lord Jesus. And if you've asked Jesus into your heart, we all as Christians need to be talking to Him, listening to Him in the power of the Spirit, and then obeying that word.
Yeah.
I remember one time as a probation officer, I had a man sitting across from me at my desk. He was reporting in for his monthly visit. And something came up where I was able to tell him a little of my story about Jesus. And I started fumbling for my Bible to find the answer for him. And he said, "Nikki, that word is in you." And when he said that was another thing, that it was like the Spirit of God pierced my heart with that yes, Jesus in me. The word was alive and in me, and that word was going forth out of me. But the Lord wants us to be encouraged to meditate on the word, on Jesus, and on the Bible day and night. You know, we put a lot of words into our minds, and we may be corrupting our minds with the things we're watching or listening to.
Right.
And we need the Spirit of God to help us cast those words out. Do you remember where the Bible says grab onto every word and check it out. Does it agree with the Lord Jesus? Does it agree with the Word of God? And if it doesn't, toss it.
Amen. Amen.
And when you're watching a movie, you're not sure what's going to be in that movie, perhaps, most likely, but watch it with Jesus, the Word. And the Word, the living Word, through His Spirit, will convict your heart to say, turn it off, it's no good, it's polluting your mind, it's immoral, whatever. But listen to the Lord speak to your heart and show you what is damaging your mind. I've told you many times that I have been in and out of mental wards in hospitals. Oh, maybe the first 10 years that I was born again. And things that would happen in my mind were things I had put into my mind before I was born again, such as Rosemary's Baby. And all of that came alive in my mind, and I thought some of that was going to happen to me. And the Lord showed me to guard my mind and to meditate on His Word. When my life was falling apart at the age of 33, I went in search of my Bible that I had been given when I was 16. And I found it, and I still have a mental picture of sitting beside a pool at the apartment complex where I was living as a single mom raising a six-year-old. And I remember opening the Word and starting to read. And it was so good. You know, the Word of God is good. It makes you feel good. It tells you the truth, and it brings you into the light. I thought of Psalm 1 that says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Such as people that say, "I don't believe in God." Well, we might be there to tell them about Jesus, but if they reject Him and they don't want to hear anymore, we're not going to sit in the seat of the scornful. We won't sit down with Him, will we? But His delight, the man that does not do those things has a delight, and it's the law of the Lord. And that's more than the Ten Commandments. That's everything that the Lord Jesus has ever said. Anything that is in this Word where God is trying to tell us how to lead our lives and to do the will of God and to believe on His Son as the Son of God come in the flesh to pay the price for our sin, that we're sinners in need of a Savior. And then the Word goes on to tell us who we are in Christ. And the Word tells us the hope that we have in Christ of everlasting life with Him, and that we will do mighty works in the power of the Spirit as we abide in Jesus. And it tells us to put on the armor every day. I could go on and on about what the Word says, but each of us needs to dig into it. We will become strong warriors. Yes. And the Lord can trust us to go forth with His Word to tell others about the gospel message. Jesus, when He was lured out into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost, was faced with Satan, and you remember that He responded to Satan with three different times with these words. Listen to the Word of God that Jesus took from the Scriptures, the Old Testament. Jesus, and the devil said unto Him, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." That tells me that this Word is alive. that it's going to give us spiritual strength. We'll be renewed every day in our minds by the Word of God. Beloved, I pray that you're still getting into the Word of God and enjoying it. And if you're not, ask the Lord to renew your desire to read the Word and to meditate on it and to ask the Spirit of God what He would have you learn from it. Let me read you what this commentator said. When meditating on a passage in the Bible, questions such as these cross our minds. Is God's Spirit applying this verse to my present situation? Is there a promise here for me to claim? Is this passage revealing a particular sin I must strive to avoid or ask the Lord to give me the strength to avoid it? Is God issuing a command that I must obey? Is my spirit in harmony with what the Holy Spirit is saying? Is the passage expressing a truth about God, salvation, sin, the world, or my personal obedience on which I need to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit? That's a good way to read the word. As you read, ask the Lord to show you what He wants you to know. There are lots of things that I learned from the Old Testament and the New that the Holy Spirit brought to my mind. And later when I was reading commentaries or hearing preachers, they would tell me the same thing. And I go, oh, the Spirit of God told me that when I was just a brand new Christian. And I know that's happened to Pastor Buck over and over and over again. And so the Lord would have us read the Word of God, meditate on it, and learn from it. In the Old Testament, it says, this, I believe, is Moses telling the people, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth he live. And I'd like to go back to where Jesus was faced with Satan and how he responds to him several more times. And my point is that Jesus meditated on the Word of God. He knew what it said. Listen. And the devil said unto him, all this power. He took him up to a mountain and showed him all of the things of the world. All of this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, Satan, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, see, Jesus cared more about his Father and obeying his Father than he did listening to the things of the world or the flesh or to Satan. He said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And Satan brought him to Jerusalem and set him high on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written. See, Satan will take the Word of God and use it for his purpose. He'll twist it. Satan said, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And the Word says that. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. That's another sermon in itself. But the point is, let's listen to the things of the world through the eyes of Jesus. Ask the Spirit of God to be with us as we face things in the world. And then we'll know how to pray. We'll know whether to leave a situation or turn off the TV. The Lord will lead us, and He wants us to meditate on the Bible, the Word in the Bible, and He wants us to meditate on the Lord Himself. You know, there's a scripture that says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord," or in His presence, "all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple."
Amen.
Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful desire? Beloved, I pray that you will guard your heart and your mind. Ask the Lord to help you to put only the good words into your mind and heart. Even the flesh tells us things like, "Oh, you're stupid," or "You can't do that," or, you know all the different things that we tell ourselves. Don't do it. What does the Word say? The Word says you have the mind of Christ. The Word says that you have hope, that you're going to share the glory of the Lord. The Word says you are a saint if you are in Christ Jesus. And I could go on and on. That's why the Word is so important. So when you find yourself putting yourself down, or others are doing it, stand on the Word of God and know that you're okay. You're His child because you have accepted, you repented of your sin, and you accepted Jesus into your heart, and you love Him, and you want to seek Him, and you want to obey the Lord. And so when all of these things bombard you, the words from the world and from your flesh, listen only to the Word of God, the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. Pastor Buck,
amen.
Would you close us?
Praise the Lord. What a good word.
Thank you.
What a good word. You know the old computer saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
So whatever we take in is what we're going to produce out.
That's true.
And we need the things of God more now than ever.
We do.
We need the wonderful words of life. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior right now the Lord is calling you. He wants you to come home. Confess Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
Amen.
Repent of your sins and let that born again of the Spirit experience happen in your life. Your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
To you Christians, let's feed ourselves on good things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We'll close with this song, Wonderful Words of Life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
The blessed one gives to all. wonderful words of life. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, sinnerless to the loving call. Wonderful.